The Australian Open on In Play Radio.
Hello, once again, welcome along to William Hill's daily Australian Open podcast update, where we get the best bets for the following night's action. I'm delighted to say that Dave Kellner is in the studio to give us his thoughts on a bet overnight. I've been usurped because I put up a bad bet last night. I didn't have a win. I won my first one, second one, not so much luck. So we brought you back in from the cold, Dave. You got some pressure on your shoulders now because the last time you were on, I think you put up a 3-1 treble.
That's correct.
That came in.
It did. It did come in. That was the first day of the tournament. Thank you for that. And I like the way that you've put it down to bad luck that yesterday's bet didn't land.
The thing is about betting,
the first one was skill, was it? And no, the second was bad luck.
That was good luck.
That was good luck,
it did go two sets down, Becca, and pulled it back to land a 5-6 shot. That's never good, is it? When you have to sweat that much for a 5-6 shot. But anyway, let's not dwell on that. Just a quick check back on the big news story of the night, which was Roger Federer going out to Seppi. First time Seppi's beaten him in 10 attempts.
Yep.
Bad news for the tournament because, I think, you know, most people like Federer. I like watching Federer. Like, it's good to have him in the tournament. But great news for Murray because it's one less big gun that he doesn't have to face, and he was due to face him in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, and it goes back to that age of slam champions in the Open era since 1968, when professionals have been allowed to enter slams. Only two players have won aged 33 or over. Ken Rosewall.
Ah, he was a player there, wasn't he?
Four-time winner over the age of 33, and Andre Jimeno. The oldest person since 1972 to win a Grand Slam on the men's side, Andre Agassi. That was at the Australian Open back in 2003. He was only 32 years old. So Federer's had that statistic to overcome this fortnight and couldn't. And you wonder whether Federer's ever going to get another one now. I know he is arguably the greatest player of all time, so he has the ability to do it, but it's tough once you get over 33 years old to win a Grand Slam on the men's side. Definitely past his peak now, but as you mentioned, it is a big loss for the tournament. And the guy that knocked him out, Andreas Seppi, he's a journeyman professional as well. He's 30 years old. His best ever result at a slam is a fourth round appearance. That was back here in 2013. Also made the fourth round of the French in 2012. But his best result in a Masters tournament's a semi-final. So it's a guy that you think he'd be breezing past, really. So disappointment for Federer.
Yeah, he's got a pretty tricky match in the next round as well, Seppi, hasn't he? Nick Kyrgios, 4-6. I mean, to be fair, I always like to oppose the giant killers in the next match because it's like the peak.
One of your rules,
and it's hard to get back up again. But you know, not at 4-6. I'm not sure I'd be looking at that. The match that you want to look at overnight is in the women's side of the draw. Serena Williams, number one ranking, is taking on Elena Svitolina. Interesting match this one, Dave. Tell us why you've picked it first of all before we get into the odds, because she's obviously short.
Yeah, she is. She's 1-12. Serena Williams, Elena Svitolina is
Svitolina. Yeah,
Svitolina is 13-2. I like the underdog. That's why I'm involved here.
Right.
I think there's definite reason to be with Svitolina in one form or another.
Okay.
The bet that I like, first of all, I'll give reasoning a second. The bet that I like is to win a set.
Okay, yeah.
Elena Svitolina 11-4 to get a set. I think that's the best bet overnight, in my opinion. Serena Williams now 33 years old. Something that hasn't been mentioned that much in the press. When you're talking about Federer, it's always mentioned his age. It's not as prevalent on the women's side because Martina Navratilova was still won her last tournament when she was 34, I think.
And I think the power of the Williams sisters, and in particular Serena, overcomes any slowing down of the physical.
I think even more than that, they're more lightly rehearsed, the Williams sisters. Serena Williams hasn't played anywhere near as much tennis in her career as Roger Federer has. She's had years off, never mind weeks and months off the court. So maybe not as prevalent, but they're not There's not that many women that have won over 33 years old, won slams. And you look at her past performances. This is the reasoning for the bet. Her past performances at the Australian Open, last 3 years, 2012, knocked out in the fourth round by Ekaterina Makarova. Prior to that defeat, she'd beaten Tamira Paszek in straight sets, Barbara Zalivova-Strykova in straight sets, and Greta Arn in straight sets, barely dropping a game in those three matches. Then came up against a better player in Makarova and got beat 6-2, 6-3. 2013.
And to be fair, just to add to that, Dave, when you look at what Makarova had been doing, you wouldn't have gone into that match thinking she took three sets to get past Tanasugum in the first round.
Yeah.
In the second, she did it the hard way, 6-2, 7-5. Yep. Sounds like it's a close match. Zvonareva, tiebreak 7-6, and it went to 9-7, 6-1. So it wasn't like she was kind of like, she'd worked hard, hadn't she? She was probably a bit undercooked, Serena Williams, wasn't she?
And that's what's happened this time round. And that's why I like it. 2013, Serena Williams in ominous form won 6-0, 6-0 first round. 6-love, 6-love.
Yeah, that's what they call it, yeah.
Then came through against Garbi Muguruza in the second round, 6-2, 6-love. Beat Ayumi Morita 6-1, 6-3, third round. Came through against Kirilenko in the fourth round, 6-2, 6-love. Obviously going into that quarterfinal, absolutely flying, but undercooked. And beaten by Sloane Stephens in three sets. Last year, Serena Williams again, straight sets first round, Ashleigh Barty, 6-2, 6-1. Beat Vesna Dolonk, 6-1, 6-2. Beat Daniela Hantikova, 6-3, 6-3. Came up against Anna Ivanovic, lost in three sets. This time round, again, Serena Williams absolutely cruising. Beat Alison van Utvank in the first round, 6-love, 6-4. Vera Zvonareva, second round, 7-5, 6-love. Now comes up against Elena Svitolina, who's making waves on tour, up to 26 in the world now. Top Ukrainian in the draw. Reached the third round here last year, is a quickly improving player. I've backed her to win this quarter, Svitolina. I think she's got an incredible talent. She's had a couple of really tough matches, so she's primed coming into this game. Came through against Yulia Putintseva, 6-3, 7-5. Then beat Nicole Gibbs in two tight breakers, 7-6, 7-6. Perhaps it's a round early for Serena Williams. That's the only thing you could say. It's a third round match. But in each of the last 3 years, she's stepped up in class and been found wanting, having cruised through the early stages. This is a marked step up in class for Serena Williams now against Svitolina, who is a player that I rate very, very highly. I think to win a set at 11-4 is big value here.
Yeah, it does. You make a very strong argument. I suppose, just, you know, if you're questioning it slightly, you'd say, did she make a bit hard work over 96 ranked Nicole Gibbs, 7-6, 7-6? Yeah, but you know, I'm not criticising it, because it is a really nice argument. But it fits the model, doesn't it?
She's
had a hard, you know, she's ready.
And
she's probably 100% at the moment, whereas Serena Williams is probably, what, maybe only chugging along at maybe 60 or 70%, if that?
Definitely, and it's difficult just to turn it on. It is difficult just to get on the big stage and turn it on quickly. And the other thing I would say is that Elena Svitolina hasn't performed to her absolute optimum yet. You look through her stats in those first two matches, not served brilliantly yet.
Mm-hmm.
Made a lot of unforced errors in her last match against Nicole Gibbs. If she tightens things up, which I think she will, she'll be forced to against Serena Williams, Williams might be undercut going into this match, and that's why I think it's a great bet, 11-4 on Svitolina to win a set. I don't think it's Serena's favourite slam, even though she has got a decent record in this Grand Slam, having won it four times, but 4 years absent in 2011, but mention those early exits, or relatively early exits in 2012 through 2014, I rate Svitolina highly. I think she's a future star in the game, and that's why I like that. I like that 11-4
to win a set. If she was to win the match, it's not to win one set, is it? If she wins two sets, for instance, you see what paid out. With that in mind, Are you putting that up because you think there's a chance that she wins the match, or would you not take the Serena Williams 2-1 at a slightly bigger price of 4-1?
No way would I take that. No. I think Svitolina can cause an upset here. I really do.
But it's just a safer way of thinking. If she doesn't quite do it and Serena wins, you're still getting paid out 11-4.
And she's going to scare her in one of the three possible sets.
I mean, just looking at what Williams has done, and she's had a relatively easy run. 7-5 versus Vera Zvonareva and 6-4, you know, people look at 6-4 and think it's easy. That's only a break, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, so, I told you, I watched a bit of that match, and she really dug in, Van Uytvanck. I thought to myself, you know, it was almost like Serena had switched off a bit because she'd bageled her. Mm. In the first set, so I can see what you mean, and you know, I don't even think it'd be that much of a problem to Serena if she lost a set. She'd probably just get back on it and think she's still going to win the match. So, yeah, 11-4 for Alina Svitolina to take a set at least in the match between Serena Williams and her. 1-12 the match prices, by the way. Svitolina 13-2 to knock out the favourite for the tournament.
Yeah, and I like her on this surface as well, because she is so strong from the back of the court. She'll force Serena Williams to move around that court. She's being coached by Ian Hughes, who has done a lot of work in Britain in the past at Bath Tennis Club, and he's been a massive influence on her career. Talked to Nick Lester prior to the tournament, and he said Svitolina is so driven by cash and dollars, whereas you go in and you think all these tennis players just want the glory. She's obviously hunting glory, but she's more bothered about making money out of this sport.
Fair enough.
Yeah, which is fair enough. But it's not something you often get told, is it?
Yeah.
You always think these players, oh yeah, they want the glory. She wants the cash, basically. Yeah. This would be a huge scalp for her, and she did reach a couple of finals last year. She's got some big scalps to her name in her career in the last year. Her game's really improved leaps and bounds in the last 12 months. Petra Kvitova, she beat in Wuhan to reach a final of a WTA tournament last year. So I think big future, and hopefully she can start overnight by at least taking a set off Serena.
Yeah, I'm only doing this for the money, to be fair. I don't know. Not for the glory. Just a quick check on the outright prices then. Serena Williams is the 5-2 favourite. Maria Sharapova 7-2. Simona Halep is 5s. Petra Kvitova is 13-2. Victoria Azarenka 9-1. Eugenie Bouchard is 10s. And then you jump up to 18-1 and bigger the rest. As far as the men's side goes, Novak Djokovic, the 8-11 favourite, with one less big gun to face on the way to the title. Andy Murray, second favourite now at 9-2. Rafael Nadal 6-1, looking much better after his illness in his last match. Kei Nishikori is 14, so is Stan Wawrinka. Thomas Burdick 18-1. Andy Murray's next opponent, Grigor Dimitrov, is 25s. Milos Raonic 33s, and then a big old jump to 66-1, and bigger the rest of them. Djokovic.
I like Wawrinka.
Do you really?
A lot at 14-1. I think that's a good price. He will face Novak Djokovic, assuming both those players make progress to the semi-final. I think it's a good price, Wawrinka, at 14-1. Mm. On any given day, he can take the ball away from his opponent, and did it against Djokovic in the tournament last year. He can do the same again this year. I think he's been overlooked and disrespected in the market at 14-1. I really do.
Close and distance and all that. Yeah.
Yep.
Very good. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, sir.
Make sure you check out all the tennis betting on williamhill.com. It's right at the top of the main sports page. Obviously, in play as well. Whether you're staying up late or getting up early in the morning, you can watch all the action from on the TV and bet on it on William Hill's website. We'll be covering the action as well on In Play Radio from the quarter-final stages on the early morning start. So whether you're having a bet now or waiting until the knockout stages in the quarter-finals, semis and final, then very best of luck. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the same.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.